"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, coming up this hour, three states have already sued over the Biden administration's attempts to end that public health order that kept 1.7 million migrants out of the United States. It was implemented when Trump was president in 2020 due to the pandemic. The Biden administration has announced plans to let it go, to drop it next month, and this is going to cause an incredible surge. We'll talk about that coming up later on this hour.
All right, we're going to now delve into that Sacramento mass shooting. And you ended up with 6 people shot dead, 12 others were wounded. Happened about 2 a.m. late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, downtown Sacramento. A large fight followed by the shooting, multiple shooters supposedly involved. There wasn't a whole lot of detail in the first 24 hours, but now we're getting more, and we're going to talk to John Bernese from KFBK Radio, our sister station in Sacramento.
Yeah, the update today includes one arrest, so let's see what we can find out.
John, how are you?
Doing good, sir, and yes, it is an active story. Lots of new details coming out today.
What's the latest?
What we heard is that police have made an arrest. A 26-year-old man, Dondre Martin, was identified as a suspect taken into custody after 3 search warrants were served at 3 different locations related to some of the investigation that they've already conducted. This person, 26 years old, that's the only information we have about the suspect and his alleged involvement in this shooting where 6 people died early Sunday morning, 3 men, 3 women. The county coroner's office did actually identify all of those victims early this morning.
What can you tell us about the circumstances of what was going on at 2 in the morning when the shooting broke out?
This is a really vibrant entertainment district in Sacramento. It's about a 15-by-3 block area where there are lots of nightclubs and restaurants. The Golden One Center is the big arena. It had a concert that night, just like the Crest Theater did. So after those concerts, around midnight, lots of people spill out into those areas. It's, in fact, part of the city's business plan for putting public money behind that arena was that on those nights, a lot of business would come to those clubs. What they didn't plan on was this kind of street violence happening with semi-automatic weapons in the streets while these people were just out for a good time.
So are you saying there was lots of security there?
Well, every one of these clubs have their own security, and the city has cameras on just about every street corner in the area. So they're going through lots of different video, and they have a QR code the police is using to submit for other people, just people that were out and about, to submit their videos and pictures from the night so they can put together an even more clear picture of what led to the incident. Looks like there was a large fight. Not exactly sure what it was about or who was involved. But they did say today that it was a drive-by style shooting. That is somewhat important, as in many of the videos saw cars fleeing from the scene. It was unclear if they were just scared people trying to get away or people that were involved in some way.
Dondre Martin, according to one report, I don't know if you've heard about this, he was charged with being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. That would indicate he's got a track record for crime.
That could mean he was on parole at the time. It could also mean that there is a gun violence restraining order against him for some reason. California does have that option. They haven't given any details about what exactly his involvement was or what the sense of why he wasn't allowed to have a gun.
Are they looking for other shooters still?
Oh, yeah. They say it's multiple shooters were involved. They're still searching for several. They haven't said how many. But all the videos that they're taking apart and piece by piece, hundreds of cases, shell casings were found. They think that there must have been up to, you know, several different shooters. They're not saying how many. They're just describing it as multiple shooters.
Any talk this being a gang crime?
That has not been specifically included or ruled out yet. Those kind of details have not come out. The DA is being very hushed about it because it is an ongoing investigation. Even the arrest they made, they're not giving us a lot of details yet.
Yeah, I think what some people wondered when they saw this story break early Sunday morning was this just somebody who went to a place and just opened fire in a mass shooting randomly, or was this some sort of dispute where gunfire broke out and some of these victims were targeted? It's not clear.
One thing I can tell you is when I'm not reporting the news, I also play in a band and play in a lot of these clubs in the Sacramento area. Luckily, we are off this weekend, but around 2 a.m. when the clubs are letting out, a lot of those people that were out on the streets are not only the workers, the musicians, the club bartenders, barbacks. They're normal people in addition to all the partygoers that were out for their night on the town. And it, you know, I can only imagine what it's like. You're loading up your car after a gig and shots are ringing out. People are running. That's what those videos look like. It was literally a chaotic scene. People didn't know exactly what to do.
Was that a larger crowd than usual because of the concerts?
I would say it was the first really big night out post-COVID where a lot of events were happening, two big concerts in the area, and a lot of the clubs are just welcoming more and more people back. There aren't capacity limits like there used to be. Some of the smaller clubs don't have as many live bands, but they're starting to pull in DJs, so the crowds are coming back out.
All right, John, thank you very much for updating us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's John Brenizzi with KFBK Radio in Sacramento with an update on the story that broke early yesterday morning. Gunfire broke out about 2 a.m. at an entertainment area in downtown Sacramento. 6 dead, 12 injured. When you look at the list that they released today of those who were killed, the ages range from as young as 21 to as old as 57, which doesn't make you think that, you know, necessarily this is gang violence. And you heard it was 3 men and 3 women. What I'm thinking is the dispute broke out and it could have involved gang members, but then, you know, somebody drives by and just starts shooting randomly at the crowd.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's sadly what happened.
Yeah, one of the concerts was a rap concert by Tyler, the Creator, who I think won a Grammy over the weekend. Just looking at this news.
Yes,
story.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He was at the, he was the concert that was going on, right?
Yeah.
They found more than 100 expended shell casings, identified at least 3 buildings and 3 cars that were hit by the bullets. So this is just, and that's why they're pretty sure it was probably multiple gunmen, because I think it was over in a matter of minutes. But
I mean,
it was quite a bit of gunfire that just sprayed.
They're not saying, but this has the hallmarks of some kind of gang shooting.
A gang dispute,
right? Yes, you know, a semi-automatic weapon, a drive-by multiple shootings.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if in the push in the crowd after these clubs let out and this concert let out, there was a dispute and then somebody gets in their car and comes back around.
Just settle.
Several guys and just starts opening fire as they drive by.
But it's,
I mean, drive-by shootings are popular for the very reason that it looks like a quick escape. If you just sit there and shoot from your car, you can just take off. But, you know, as our reporter John said, there was, and I'm seeing the stories, many, many, many surveillance cameras everywhere in that area. So they're picking up clues, you know, car license plates and things like that, which may have led to the arrest of this man that we just talked about who, I think you made a pretty good bet. If he was also charged with illegally possessing a firearm, there's a pretty good chance.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to wait and see what his rap sheet is.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a permit for it
concealed
weapon permit.
Because our idiot pajama boy Newsom starts squawking about gun control laws.
Now, Biden did too today.
Yeah, okay.
He put out a statement. We need more gun control.
Question one. Well, I want to see Dondre Martin's rap sheet printed on the front page of the paper tomorrow. Front page of all the websites. Let's start with that news. See how many times this guy got arrested. I don't know. Maybe this was the first bad night he's ever had, and he just decided to start firing at multiple random people. And up to now, he was just a good church guy. And
we could talk about this when we come back, but the Sacramento Bee ran a story today about how much more can we do? California's gun control laws are like the most restrictive in the country.
And they don't work, and there's nothing more you can do. And you have to take, we'll see what Dondre Martin's record is. And then I think we'll find out what we should have done.
Yeah, and I think if you were listening to our show last hour, that when you invite this, what would you call it, environment of crime because of all the changes in our laws, you're going to have more of these types of shootings. And this one doesn't look like just a crazed guy on a mass shooting rampage. It looks like it was probably some gang dispute. We'll talk more when we come back.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, we're talking about the shooting that occurred early Sunday morning in downtown Sacramento, and you're right, apparently it was not far from the state capitol and many of the offices there. There's a big entertainment district, as we just learned from one of our reporters up in Sacramento, where there was a concert going on. There's many nightclubs.
That's probably
It's 2 a.m. It's a bad time to be in a big public place.
That's probably where the legislators take their interns.
They might. To some of the clubs, you mean?
Some of the bars, the restaurants, sure.
It could be.
You know, those cocaine and orgy parties that they have?
What we have just learned is that the man that's been arrested, and so far the only person arrested in the mass shooting, because they do believe there might be other people who also opened fire, does have an outstanding warrant in, Riverside County. They think at least two shooters fired more than 100 rounds as people ran for their lives. And if you haven't heard, six were killed, 12 wounded.
Is it Dondre he's got, or is it somebody else?
What are you asking?
Who has the warrant in Riverside?
It is Dondre Martin. This is a brand new story from News Channel 3 Sacramento. Yes, it looks like here I can run down what they have on him. This is John Hall, spokesperson for the Riverside County DA's office. He has a previous domestic violence arrest in 2014. Mm-hmm. He pled guilty to one misdemeanor count, got 30 days in custody, 36 months of summary probation, but he violated two terms of probation, one of them the community service requirement, and the other a 52-week class requirement. So they issued a $5,000 bench warrant for him in 2015.
Okay, is this residue from Prop 47?
Well, he's not a shoplifter.
I'm seeing violations, though, and he wasn't sent back to jail.
That might be more like AB 109. But, all right, here's the deal.
AB 109.
They arrest him for domestic violence, but they plead it down to a misdemeanor, which means it's not at the felony level, which doesn't bring us into the state prison system.
Okay.
Right?
So a felony.
But required to do things, and he didn't do these things.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying, going back to our earlier conversation. All the stuff they've tried that hasn't worked. You let him plea down to give him a break, right?
That's right.
I mean, Obviously,
and now he becomes a worse bad guy.
Okay, because the assault is the assault. The injury is the injury. There's no disputing something bad happened, or they wouldn't have charged him with a felony. The only reason they made it a misdemeanor is to avoid a trial and to give him a break. As long as he agrees to these silly, oh, you can go to a class for a year, you can do community service. All this restorative justice nonsense. Did it change his personality? Did it alter his violent desires? Not in the least.
No.
So it failed. So two things failed here. This plea bargain nonsense that they do, very light sentence, community service.
Yeah, he had to go to some classes.
Going to classes. Oh, go to. You have a guy.
They're probably domestic violence classes.
Right, that's right.
Not how to beat your partner.
Yeah, he beat the crap out of his wife or his girlfriend or somebody in his family. And that means he's got a terrible violent impulse inside him that he clearly can't control. This is just for starters in Riverside in 2014. We don't even know what's happened since then leading up to this mass shooting. But that's all examples of how this progressive justice remake of the system doesn't work. It fails.
And it continues because a lot of the progressive media coverage now is over what type of gun was used. Was it a ghost gun? We have to do more to get those ghost guns off the streets. Well, there's nothing that focuses on the shooter. Nothing.
They're such idiots. You know how the ghost gun process works? I saw TV coverage of this the other day. You order the parts by mail. You're not going to stop that. You could order the parts from different companies. You could order the parts from overseas. It's Amazon packages showing up or UPS packages showing up at your door. How are you going to regulate that?
You're telling me, though, these criminal dunces can put together a gun? Is it that easy?
I watched a segment on TV where they showed you how to do it. They clipped out the middle part to be responsible. And, yeah, it's like snapping Lego blocks together.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really easy. It's really cheap. I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, maybe I'm wrong. Somebody can write us and correct. I don't see how you possibly can regulate that or ban that. I mean, you could arrest people for possession of ghost guns, but outside of that, I don't think there's anything you can do.
I think we'd have a much better chance at making sure these guys stay in a prison somewhere than we would have of trying to stop all the ghost guns in the world from being circulated.
There's no serial numbers? And you're buying components, right? So, I mean, you're not buying a gun, so you don't have to do any background checks. You know, there's no record of transaction. You know, all the regulations they do have, it doesn't exist. You're just buying mechanical parts.
Yeah.
It's like putting together, you know, a do-it-yourself barbecue stand or something.
Yeah. All right, here, I'm looking at another editorial. Oh, of course. It's a Sacramento Bee editorial board. Another mass shooting in Sacramento. The crisis is clear. It's the guns.
Well, there's nothing else you can do in California.
And then they write, California has the strongest gun laws in the nation, yet steps away from the Capitol were city blocks that resembled a war zone.
And you can't do any more because it's unconstitutional. In fact, California's had some of its gun laws reversed because
they have. Some judges have said, yeah, you can't. You got the Second Amendment.
You're not going to change the U.S. Constitution. And right now, because the crime rates are so high, you have more people owning guns than ever in history. I think the percentage of people owning guns in America went up by 5 percentage points just in the last year. These are new gun owners. There's 5% more Americans who own guns, and those were all new first-time gun owners.
Well, that's not going to make the problem any.
No, because everybody screamed defund the police, and then we had huge crime increases. Yeah, I mentioned before anecdotally, I know three, four friends who bought guns in the last year. And they're not gun people, but it's like, no, there's LAPD's not around anymore. Everybody knows, you know, in certain neighborhoods, you call LAPD, you're going to wait a good hour.
Right.
And then you see guys busting in the middle of the night, like what happened to Jacqueline Avant in Beverly Hills, or Brianna Kupfer getting stabbed at the furniture store. And if those people had guns, they could pull it out, boom, pop the intruder. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, the more I read the stories here, it sounds like there was a massive fight. And I'm guessing that some of the people that didn't like how the fight came out or were still angry got in their cars and then drove by and opened fire. Mm. And I have a sad feeling for the most part those that were killed were just random people that were shot.
And that stuff goes on every day in gang neighborhoods. Just happened, they were doing their thing.
Yeah, they haven't said whether this guy with the warrant from Riverside was a known gang member, but we'll keep looking for information. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We were talking about the Sacramento shooting and how everybody's like, all the idiot progressives are yelling about gun control. I quickly looked up the Press Democrat. I think that's in San Bernardino, right? Riverside?
I do not know.
Anyway, Press Democrat, guy had a story a few months back, reporter. He was assigned the task of build your own ghost gun and then write an article about how easy or difficult it was. So he got the parts from two different suppliers, cost a total of $420, took him about 8 hours spread over 2 days because he says, I'm not very good at this. Had a little help from his friends. But after 2 days, gun is complete. Some of these guns you can make with a 3D printer.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And remember, when you make stuff with a 3D printer, it doesn't mean it's made of paper.
No, why they use the term printer. Basically, it's a mini manufacturing device.
Right, exactly.
But, and there's supposed to be forms that you register with the state, but nobody polices that. Who's going to know? And it's two different companies you got the parts from. And the parts were just delivered to him in a box. Went to his workbench and got some tools, snapped it together. So they're never going to regulate that. And if you type in ghost guns on Google, there's so many articles about ghost guns being involved in all kinds of crimes all over the country, and that all the authorities and politicians are panicked, and it doesn't seem there's a damn thing any of them can do about it. I mean, they pass ordinances banning it, but so what?
I mean, don't you think that's the response to the gun control laws is to go with the ghost gun? Where, things are untraceable and good luck trying to find out where this gun originated and who started all this?
The company that he bought the parts from, it has a disclaimer saying, now remember, you're supposed to, fill out the proper paperwork to register this with the state. But at the same time, the company is saying, hey, you go to a gun shop, what's going to happen? You're going to have to submit to a background check. It might take quite some time before you actually get your gun, if ever. So they play both ways. They manipulate you into buying the ghost gun parts because you don't want to take a risk of being denied through a background check. And at the same time, it reminds you, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, it turns out that California this weekend had two crazy events. Obviously, the shooting in Sacramento by far worse. But before that story broke, Saturday afternoon, the big story was, and I like the way they call it, because I guess it's just the terminology they use in the emergency dispatch business, a mass casualty incident. And I was like, what? Well, this apparently was college fraternity and sorority partying up in the Santa Barbara area. Remember Isla Vista? You may remember Isla Vista because that was the scene of a mass shooting. Remember that?
Yes. That's where the incel attack.
I was going to use the word incel. You took it out of my mouth there, right? That incel kid that killed a whole bunch of people. He went on a rant because he couldn't get a date or women.
Right. Involuntarily celibate.
Yes. I popped that word on someone the other day. I just said, that was in the news story. Do you know what an incel is? And they just looked at me like, an incel?
It means...
sounds like a medical term for...
Wormy college kid that no woman will touch.
Yes, and that became a big story in the last 10 years as it looks like a few mass shooters apparently were very depressed and angry incels. But this had nothing to do with that. This was called Deltopia partying. I guess that's kind of an annual event that maybe didn't happen as much because of the pandemic the last couple of years, but they gathered... by the thousands in Isla Vista, Santa Barbara, this is. And the 911 dispatch got so overwhelmed that they could not keep up with the number of calls. Can you take a guess what the calls were about? It wasn't shootings.
Alcohol poisoning?
These weren't gang members. These were more college students. Drug?
Drug overdose?
Alcohol? And apparently a number of people were falling off of balconies. Which is going to happen, I guess, when you drink a lot or take drugs and you're not paying attention to the edge of the balcony. And
you take the big plunge.
There were several people with major injuries. A lot of people had broken bones. But a lot of the other calls were possible overdoses on alcohol or drugs. And I would imagine that since this was the first big gathering in a couple of years, this was a lot of pent-up excitement for a spring break party, I guess, in Santa Barbara.
It's just people acting like animals.
They made 3 arrests, 20 citations, took a bunch of reports. Yeah. This was actually happening on Friday. I thought it was happening Saturday, but this is on Friday all this happened. It's an annual but unapproved street party known as Deltopia, which dates back to 2010.
It went into Saturday because on Saturday, somebody fell from a second-story window.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
It's attracted thousands of college students. And here's probably a little-known thing. It follows a beach event. You know what the beach event is called?
What?
Floatopia.
Mm.
You float on the water, and then you come back, and you party with Deltopia.
You know what?
I guess that's part of the Delta Sigma.
I looked at some video.
I saw that at first. I thought, oh, my God, that's not a COVID thing. Deltopia?
I looked at some video, and it's a bunch of people going, woo, woo. That's all you see on these.
Usually for the camera, right?
No, they're doing
it
all.
They're just doing it anyway?
They're just doing it, yeah.
Are they gyrating and dancing, or they're just yelling, woo? And they're usually shirtless?
It's just a bunch of frat goons and their girlfriends.
Yeah.
I hated that crowd when I was that age. I couldn't stand the woo.
They dug up UC Santa Barbara's Associated Students Vice President for Local Affairs. That's a name. Shannon Sweetie said, Isla Vista is a densely compacted area. We need to remember that the start of spring is not a moment for us to go back on all the progress we made on containing and slowing down the spread of the virus.
Boy, she's popular. She's going to grow up to be Barbara Ferrer.
They knew this was going to happen, so they put in parking restrictions and noise limits. They had signs, keep it local, keep it safe, Isla Vista.
Yeah, the signs work. The lectures and the scolding, that works. The signs work. You see those balconies?
Remember a couple years ago, one
collapsed? I forgot where, but I think Malibu maybe. Malibu.
I know. If I ever go to a party in anyone's home again, I'm not going out on a balcony.
No.
I got like 100 people standing on it because I've been spooked by those stories.
Oh, I was on one where I could hear things creaking. It's like, I'm getting off this.
Yeah, even the one I'm looking at here has like a garage underneath, but it could still collapse into the garage. But remember that video? I think we watched it like a lot. Remember that there was a video that somebody got of the balcony collapsing and like one person was hanging on after all the other people went flying to the...
In Malibu, there was a security video from the beach house next door.
Right.
A couple of years back.
Right. But I just like the way they refer to it as a mass casualty incident. Indicating they couldn't keep up with the call volume.
Right.
There were so many calls for emergency help that the Santa Barbara County Fire Department said, it's actually got a term, MCI, mass casualty incident. So when I saw the headline, I thought, oh my God, was there more shootings? Killings? Was there?
Why even show up? Just, you know, let them lay there.
Yeah, this is part of growing up.
Just a bunch of idiots.
You need to learn that if you're going to party like a wild man, there can be consequences. You can end up.
I mean, how much do you have to drink to fall off a balcony? Come on.
Or how much drugs do you have to take?
Yeah.
You're just leaning over. Oh, look at that. Out you go. All right, we got more coming
John up. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Who would like to, on this very pleasant spring day, go into Bidenville next hour?
Oh, it'd be a lovely day in Bidenville.
We'll take a seat on the bench.
I want to go on the swing.
Okay. Is that safe?
I get the swing.
Because I don't think in a lot of retirement village settings you see swings.
Deborah, I want you to push me, all right?
Okay, I'll push you.
All right.
Break a bone. Mm. You go flying off. Joe, well, he still has trouble figuring out family members and who they are and what positions they've had in life. He actually called his wife the vice president. He did.
Yeah.
We have that audio to play. We will talk about this new lawsuit by three states because Biden wants to end Title 42. This has kept out many, many, many migrants. The Trump administration came up with it because of the pandemic in 2020. And now three states have sued. And you will like one of their arguments in the lawsuit, because if it sounds familiar, it is. It was used by states to slow down DACA, and it was used by the opposition to stop Trump from ending DACA, which is the anchor baby, or not the anchor baby. That's the deferred action for childhood arrivals. These are the people that were brought here by their families many years ago who got special protections from deportation. All of that's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get to with Bidenville. We'll also bring you up to date on the situation between Ukraine and Russia, with increasing reports of the Russians killing civilians. The Daily Mail has just run quite a story on its front page. Black Lives Matter secretly used $6 million in donations to buy a luxurious 6,500-square-foot mansion with 7 bedrooms and parking for 20 cars in Southern California. They did this in 2020, where the leaders went and filmed YouTube videos. Isn't that nice? It was first reported in New York Magazine today. Oh, we probably have to take a look at that article. As the organization allegedly hoped to keep the house's existence a secret, despite three of its former leaders reportedly filming a series of videos dining and drinking champagne outside the estate last spring. The opulent property at a location hidden behind an LLC purchase boasts more than half a dozen bedrooms and bathrooms, multiple fireplaces, a soundstage, a pool, a bungalow, and, as I mentioned, parking for more than 20 cars.
By the way, one of the Black Lives Matter leaders who's pictured in the video.
This Patrice Cullors?
Melina Abdullah. The L.A. Times goes to her anytime there's a race or police
story. Oh, well, she's the L.A. chapter
story.
Head of...
right.
Yes.
So she's...
Oh, yeah.
She's constantly being quoted as...
Oh, she's a defund lady.
As yeah, right. As an expert, right? So when the L.A. Times is looking for a propaganda voice to bolster its coverage or its opinion pieces, they always go...
Oh, yeah, she's
one
of the women in the picture having champagne outside the mansion.
That's right. So what they did is they took money that was donated to Black Lives Matter and spent $6 million in cash October 2020 to buy this house. Now, I'm looking at the New York Magazine story, and it's written by Sean Campbell. And he said, on March 30th, I asked the organization questions about the house. It's known internally as the campus. Afterwards, leaders circulated an internal strategy memo with possible responses, ranging from, can we kill the story? To our angle needs to be to deflate ownership of the property. The bullet points in this memo, here's possible explanations. The campus is part of the cultural arm of the organization. Maybe to be used as an influencer house where you have artists and creators. We have to have some kind of accounting modifications. Need to make sure it's legally okay as we plan to use it. It's also a safe house for leaders whose safety has been threatened. Using public YouTube videos. I see. They wanted to claim it's a security issue, right? But since they put the house in YouTube videos, that kind of shoots holes in the security story.
Yeah, it says that the house was purchased by a man named... The first name is D-Y-A-N-E, Dayane Pascal. 2 weeks after BLM received $66.5 million from its fiscal sponsor in October of 2020. It's a 7-bedroom estate. He's a financial manager for something called Janaya and Patrice. Oh, there's that name. Patrice Consulting.
Yeah, there you go.
LLC operated by Cullors and her spouse. So Jayana Khan.
It's money laundering is what it is.
Yeah, it is money laundering.
This guy is working for one of the women who leads Black Lives Matter. And so he bought it through an organization so that she and the other two can live in the mansion.
That's right. Or hang out in the mansion and enjoy the mansion. And I don't think people who gave money to any BLM chapter thought that we should be buying mansions with the money.
They were awarded.
So we can make YouTube videos that are educational.
They were awarded tax-exempt status from the IRS in December 2020, 2 months after the house's purchase. And they have, because they got tax-exempt status, it meant the group has to disclose information about donors and expenditures in an annual filing known as a 990. But Black Lives Matter has not submitted those forms for 2020 and 2021.
No.
And the group claims it took in more than $90 million in 2020. Still has $60 million on hand, which means they blew through $30 million. They quote Tori Russell, a prominent activist in Ferguson. That's where a lot of this stuff was ignited. Remember that riot?
Yes, that was Michael Brown's shooting.
Michael Brown's shooting.
2014.
Russell says he felt depressed when he learned about the California property. It's a waste of resources.
Oh.
While Black Lives Matter at the national level is flush with cash, he says he's seen local activists fall into poverty and become homeless.
In an email statement to New York Magazine, Shalamaya Bowers, a BLM board member, said, "Yes, we did buy the campus with the intention for it to serve as housing and studio space for recipients of the Black Joy Creators Fellowship."
See?
Oh, I see. So it was going to be, why they call it campus. It was going to be some sort of a...
No, that's their talking point they created after the reporter contacted them.
The fellowship provides recording resources and dedicated space for Black creatives to launch content online.
Yeah, but they haven't produced any content. There are no creators there.
They have not used it as a place to house creators.
No, it's these three women having champagne parties for themselves. There's no creators. They came up with that rationalization after the reporter called them on it, saying, "What's the house about?" And it's like, all right, we got to come up with a story. We need a cover story. So that's when they were sending memos back and forth. Well, what can we say? Well, we could say it's a creative space. Yeah, okay. It's a creative space. All photos I see, they're clinking champagne glasses.
They talked to a nonprofit expert named Jacob Harold, and he said the foundation's decision to keep mum on the house until now, because they were confronted, is unusual for a supposedly charitable and tax-exempt organization such as BLM, one that leaves the organization open to further critique and scrutiny. Yeah, you're not kidding me.
It's not. It's no charitable organization. It's a racket. It's a racket. And the donors have gotten swindled.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
We know this before. They bought a bunch of other properties around the country.
Yeah, they...
numerous other... This is the biggest, though. This one is monstrous. And
is this
beautiful.
The one up in Topanga? Because I remember they bought one in Topanga.
Oh, did you know about? See, I thought this was a newly disclosed mansion.
No,
but it doesn't say where it is. It just says Southern California. Does the New York Magazine article give the exact location?
Well, they bought three homes in the Los Angeles area. I know they had a Topanga one that got some media coverage. They have another one outside of Atlanta. But this one had not been previously reported. So I don't know where this is.
Right. This is what I'm wondering. Yeah. So I'm looking at the original article and it doesn't say exactly where.
That's a lot of creator spaces that they're buying, huh?
Yeah, they're...
A lot of creativity. Wait, they should be.
I don't know what
they should be releasing blockbuster movies by now.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I'm just playing the part here. But you raise millions and tens of millions of dollars as a charity. Why would you be buying real estate properties?
Yeah.
I thought the idea was to give grants to local organizations that can reach young people who are in. No.
Yeah.
You're going to buy real estate?
Talk to the guy in Ferguson. He says all those activists are homeless. They didn't get any money from Black Lives Matter. These three ladies got a lot of the money.
And yeah, it's not clear if they lived there or they just hung out there for their brunches and their YouTube videos.
Well, how many homes can you live in at once? They've got four. See, and the guy who bought it for them, who's connected to one of the leaders, he's put it into an LLC in Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tricky.
All right, when we return, we'll take a seat on the bench. Well, John wants to sit on the swing in Bidenville. We'll give the latest on Joe Biden and Ukraine, Russia. Some of that overlaps and the border coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI, AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.